This call is being recorded.
And so, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin, for this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat, and the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental body. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now, visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light. A beautiful, seamless pillar of white light, which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and the violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have received. Feel the freedom you have achieved. Now take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens and connects you to the galactic central sun. So now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free now and forevermore until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And we thank thee, it is done. For the light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. And the mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus a moment on your breathing as you take several deep cleansing breaths, letting go of anything external to the body. Just focus now on relaxing and letting go. Take a deep breath in through your nose, breathing in the light. And exhale out any stress, negativity of any kind. Let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. Take another deep breath now, breathing in the light. And exhale out any darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body, and particularly the alignment of all of your chakra centers, those wheels of force that move from below your feet all the way up through the top of your head along your spinal cord. And focus on each one individually, starting with your Earth Star Chakra just below your feet, and not only see that as a deep earth brown color, but also feel the vibration within that chakra as it's the connection to the earth, connection to Gaia, the balance between you and the earth, balance point. Now moving up to your root chakra, the base of your spine, see that as a beautiful ruby red color. Deep ruby red, brilliant, bright. Next, orange. Beautiful, bright orange color. To your solar plexus area, yellow. Visualize a bright, brilliant yellow sun right there in your third chakra, or in the chakra associated with your solar plexus and your adrenal glands. Moving up to your heart chakra. See, that is a deep blue-green. Now that is the balance between the lower chakras and the upper chakras. So the four lower chakras and the upper chakras. Just above your heart center is your high heart center, which has become reactivated within all of you. See that as a beautiful magenta color. Moving up to your throat area, sky blue. To see, visualize a beautiful, brilliant, bright blue sky. Now moving to your third eye in the middle of your forehead, see that as purple or indigo. As you focus on that third eye, feel the energy there. Feel and know the light is there. And if not, make the light there, make it brilliant, so that purple or indigo as a night sky, visualize and feel the energy flowing into that third eye, breaking up any calcification that might be within that third eye, opening that third eye. Literally see the third eye opening now. Visualize a third eye right there, a middle eye, an opening wide, allowing for energy to flow freely into it now. Again, breaking up any of the old calcification that has held the third eye down, kept it from opening widely. And as you do that, feel your consciousness expanding as well. Opening and expanding. As you move now to your crown chakra at the top of your head, see that as gold or violet or silver. Then finally to your soul star chakra, approximately a foot above your head. Brilliant, pure white. Now you take all those chakras together, merge them all together into your soul star chakra. And that again becomes your Merkaba light vehicle or your light body. And your conscious knowing self moving into that light body. But also be aware of that third eye now being wide open and able to see beyond the physical into what you might call the metaphysical realm, or in this case, the astral and etheric realm. As you begin to lift away, leaving your physical body behind, rising up through the roof of whatever building you're in, up into the sky, through the clouds. Feel the sunlight on you as you move higher and higher till you pass the Earth's atmosphere. And become aware of all of our millions of ships that are out here, the planets of the solar system, the sun. As you look back down at the Earth, with your third eye now wide open, notice how you can transpose the old Earth to the new Earth. For the new Earth, Gaia herself has already ascended. She is already in her fifth dimensional and beyond expression. And you are able now to see that expression, to move beyond the physical, beyond the third dimensional physical expression, into the astral and etheric. But you can also now see the Earth as she actually is now, beyond the programming, beyond the veil, and how life is going to be for all of you as you move forward in this ascension process, move through this transition. Will it be rocky at times moving through this transition? Yes, you have already seen that. You've already felt and expressed that. But know, as you continue to move forward, and see the Earth now, see Gaia as she really is. You can, if you want, utilize your fifth dimensional glasses, which you received some time ago. You can use your wide open third eye now also. And visualize, see image in what it is going to be like, or in this case, what it is like right now in the moment that you are experiencing this. Or remember, at this level of expression, there is no time. There is only the now moment. So the now moment that you are visualizing now is exactly what you want to experience. So perhaps you might see the disclosure of the many shifts that are out here. You might see more and more people being able to see those shifts. You might see a new, completely new financial system as you move through the transition. As you fully move through the transition, there will be no need for a financial system at some point. You may visualize that now. You may visualize light everywhere throughout the planet, higher consciousness, love expressed everywhere. There is indeed no more hatred, no more jealousy, no more illnesses of any kind, or even for that matter, accidents. For as you know, there are no accidents. Everything happens for a reason. In the higher vibrational frequency, there will be no reason for those accidents. So for a moment, feel what that would be like, or in the now moment is like. You are surrounded by loving beings everywhere. Both those here on the earth, as well as those that come from the skies and below the earth, all coming together as one great family of light. Feel the consciousness expansion as your consciousness expands beyond the realm of the physical into the realm of the universal. Even for just a brief second, you might understand the universe, you might grasp it. It's only fleeting. Expansion of consciousness. Now, let yourselves begin to find your way back to your physical body from wherever you find yourself. Come back, bringing your light body, your Merkaba light vehicle, back to your physical form, your astral and etheric body merging back with your physical, coming back into alignment. Feel the energy freely flowing through you. And the consciousness expansion that you had, feel that as still being there. And of course, your third eye, still wide open. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Archangel Michael. I come to be with you at this time, in these moments of continuing change, but more than change, truth coming forward everywhere. All of you know that to be the case, as truth is freely flowing out of the many shadows where truth was held back and lies and deceit were rampant. But now that you know the truth as it comes forward, as you can express that level of truth, and look beyond the shadows, look beyond the darkness, look beyond the lies, the mistruths. Your life is expanding further and further. Your consciousness is expanding because it can begin to grasp things that many years ago you would not have been able to, just as there are so many out there now that cannot yet quite grasp the truth, because it is against their belief system. And if it is against their belief system, they close up. But you, with your third eye wide open now, you can not only feel and know the truth, but you can begin to express the truth as well. For it was given long ago, and indeed it is true. The truth shall set you free. And the truth as it comes forward now more and more is setting all of you free. Because you are moving out beyond the veil now. The veil for you, in many cases, no longer exists. Veil of programming. For you are reprogramming yourselves. There's a difference there. You are not allowing yourself to be programmed by others, but now you are reprogramming yourselves. And when it was given earlier, finish what you started. That is so important at this time. Because we know that many of you become discouraged at times. Many of you follow what is being given by the various intel sources, by the various media sources. Not that you believe it, but there is a part of you that succumbs to that programming, if only for a moment. You allow it to seep in once again. But because you are coming to the finish line, closer and closer, because of that, you can see beyond the programming now. And many across the planet will come to that point as well. Many more than you believe at this time. For many of you think that the ones that have awakened is all there is going to be. But there are many, many more yet that shall awaken. Just as you did. Finish what you started. Do not succumb to the old programming any longer. Be yourself. Be who you are. Be the divine being that you know that you are. And if you come to that belief fully, there will be no end to what you will be able to manifest in your life. and indeed in helping others manifest in their lives as well. For this is the time, my friends, this is the moment you have all been waiting for. Since the very beginning, when you volunteered to come here, this is the moment, thousands and thousands of years later, you have arrived, not at only the ending, not at only the finish, but the beginning of a new chapter, a new level of your journey. For indeed it has been given that there is no end to the journey. There are only many endings and many beginnings. But this end, this finish, is quite a major one. If you look at it in the entire scheme of creation, this ending is immense, and the beginning will be even greater than the ending. I am Archangel Michael, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you continue to forge forward and finish what you started. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om. Greetings to one who serves here. And Shoshana is here, and we are ready to move forward in this continuing journey along with you. We have so enjoyed this journey with you that we have been able to partake with you, to be able to be of guidance to you. Just as you are going to find yourselves, many of you are going to find yourselves being of guidance to others. And that is what this is all about. Being ready to guide others, to assist others, to serve others in whatever way they will be needing. Just as we're doing with you, you will be doing with others. If you so choose, that will be up to you. But know that, as we have said many, many times, because of who you are and because of your tendency to volunteer for things, even before you know fully what you are volunteering for, and yes, many of you will be volunteering again when the time comes, when the situation arises, when the frequency gets to the point where you will be called upon again, you will be the first ones to respond, yes, I volunteer again. And again and again. We are ready for your questions if you have them.
I have a question.
Yes, I have one.
Yes, we hear two there.
Go ahead.
Can I go ahead?
Yes.
I just wonder if you could help me understand how to heal the emotional body. I know the physical body is almost easier to heal, but that's unseen. And when there's unfinished business, how does one go about healing the emotional body?
We will say to you that you just work on doing it. It is not a how-to or difficult. You just simply need to begin the process of it. And if you continue to, and pardon this expression, but we not only speak to you who is asking this question, but others as well. If you continue to, as your expression goes, wallow in your misery, you will stay in that misery. So step out of it. Step out and live life in the moment. And you will find if you do that, if you are living in the moment, you are raising your vibrational frequency. And if you are raising your vibrational frequency, all maladies, whether physical, emotional, mental, will be gone. And that is what we can tell you. Just raise your vibration. However you need to do that, go outside. Feel the sunlight on your back, on your neck, on your head. Notice the beauty all around you and the flowers and the trees. Feel the wind on your back. Feel the energy flow into you. See beautiful birds. Whatever it is, be in nature and allow for the vibrational frequency to increase in you. And we promise you, if you are doing this, emotional issues, mental issues, even physical issues will become secondary or even leave completely. That is what we will say to you. Shoshana.
We will share here, dear sister. May we share?
Yes.
All that has been given by one who serves is wonderful advice. We will add to this from our perspective. For those that do not understand the emotional body, we will give the idea of how the emotional body responds to life. The emotional body exists in the past and in the future. The emotional body thrives on stories, on the past stories that you give it and the future stories that you give it, you see. So the emotional body responds to those things. So when we give the emotional body, as one who serves has given, the stories of misery, it will compound that misery. When we give the emotional body the stories of our past, our difficult past, it responds to that, you see, and it creates more difficulties. So there are two things that an individual must do to balance the emotional body. It is not so much about healing the emotions, it is about balancing them, you see. So you must give the emotional body stories that are good, stories that are loving, stories that give the emotional body the idea that emotions can be wonderful, can be uplifting, can uplift the spirit. And those stories are given through your thoughts, you see. So when you have thoughts of difficulty, thoughts of lack, thoughts of limitation, thoughts of sadness, thoughts of longing, this builds the emotional body to a point that it will take over you, you see. So you must change your thoughts. You must change your story, and you must live in the moment. Namaste.
And we also add here, don't think about it, just do it.
Thank you very much.
Namaste, dear sister.
Yeah. Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
Sometime in a future now moment, when we've already been contacted in lucid dreams, etc., and it becomes time to actually meet our spiritual family once again face to face, what will that moment look like? Will they just knock on our front door or beam down and physically appear in our living room? How will that look?
First of all, it is not quite so much your spiritual family, but many of them are physical. You will find that quite amazing when you do come in contact with them. That is number one. Of course, they are at higher dimensional frequency, so that's how it becomes confusing to you as far as spirit versus physical. But they are indeed at a physical level. And we are speaking directly to you who has asked this question, as your family is indeed in this respect here. The second part of your question, please repeat that.
Well, I want to know, will they knock on our front door or beam down or...
Yes.
How will that happen?
That will be different for everyone, of course, how this comes about. There will be, initially, we will say, sparse appearances to various ones across the planet that are prepared for this. And those of their families will indeed contact them. In fact, many have already been contacted in various ways, as you say, through dreams, lucid dreams, through their visionary process, meditation, and all of these different ways. But there will come a time when there will be the physical approach. We will say it will not actually be as someone knocking at the door, but it could be. It is not beyond the realm of possibilities here that this could be the way for certain individuals. Now, as things ramp up, we will say, after these initial visits, there will be larger expressions, larger visits from to more and more people experiencing these ones coming to them. This will be the beginning of the larger disclosure, and will again from that ramp up into even larger expressions of this. That is what we will say, Shoshana.
We will add to this, dear brother. May we participate in this?
Oh yes, for sure. Please do.
Dear brother, we have found that your idea of the spiritual family, the galactic family, those that are not in your presence physically, have been visiting you for a long time now. They come in your dreams. They connect with you in your dreams. And you must wonder, why is that? Why do they not show up at my front door? Why do they not sit in my home? Why do they not shake my hand? Why do they not embrace me? This is not uncommon, these wonderings, because many have had these thoughts. And we will tell you why. This is because the third dimensional realm is difficult for these beings. The third dimensional realm is confining you, you see. So as you let go of that which is the third dimensional realm, and you let go of these things, and you ascend in consciousness, and you become less third dimensional, more fourth and fifth dimensional, as in your dreams, you see, because you are no longer confined by the third dimensional realm in your dreams, but you are confined by the third dimensional realm in your physical waking state. As you let go of those things, then they can enter more freely, you see. So your job here is to let go of the third dimensional realm as much as you can and allow them to enter in. You see, you can sit in the evening and look into the sky and ask for contact, and they will come by. They will drive their ships by, and they will beam their lights at you. And that is as close as they can get because of the third dimensional realm, you see. So this is all about moving in consciousness and vibration yourself, moving past the third dimensional confines, so that these beings that are much higher than this 3D realm can be with you. Namaste.
Yes, and we simply add, you need to raise your vibrational frequency to them rather than them lowering their vibrational
frequency
to you.
Because they cannot
yes,
do that.
That is correct.
Great, great explanation. Thank you very much. Cheers.
Namaste, dear brother.
Are there any further questions here?
This is Linda. I have a question.
Yes.
During the meditation, when we were brought through to seeing the earth as it is, I saw the earth more as sort of like the spiral, like if you peel an apple and you want to make it all one strand, that outer twist, that, well, I would call it a toroidal field. But then within that, as that stretched up, was a white light. So am I seeing an earth star or a central earth sun or the earth as a ship? Can you tell me what that was in my vision?
What we can tell you is it is quite complicated, but what you have seen, as Archangel Michael gave, an expansion of consciousness, that experience, to expand out into the universe. And for a brief moment, you experience that which is beyond the realm of understanding here at this level. For as you come back into this state you are in now, it is difficult for you to comprehend what you experienced, because it was beyond the physical, certainly, and even out beyond the metaphysical as you could understand it at a third dimensional expression level. So you see, for a brief moment, you experienced out into the universe. We cannot tell you much more, because at this point your expansion is limited once again now to be able to understand it. But at that level, briefly, it was revealed to you.
Yes,
that is all
you.
We can tell you at this point. Perhaps Shoshana can add more here?
Well, that depends on if this one wishes more of an explanation.
Oh, I always want more.
Well, there's,
yes, please go ahead.
We will participate in this. We will give our perspective on this. We heard you ask, and if you could just clarify this for us, we heard you ask, what is the Earth? Did you ask that?
Correct. Yes.
Yes. The earth is a birthing place for consciousness. That is why it is so varied. You see, the earth becomes that which is in the eye of the beholder. So your understanding and your expansion of understanding will be different than another. If you see the earth as a toroidal field, as a burst of light, that is because you are seeing that earth as an aspect of you, as an aspect of who you are. So those that view the way that the earth is, they view it from the perspective of who they are. How much they have expanded in consciousness, you see. The earth can take on many forms. It can take on many ways of being. But its ultimate job is to birth consciousness, all the way from those that are very limited in consciousness to those that are the Christ, those that have found the consciousness of the Christ, you see, and everything in between. That is its ultimate job. How you see it physically is how you see yourself. Namaste.
Oh, that was beautiful. Thank you so very much.
Yes, namaste, dear sister.
Would there be any further questions before release, child?
I have a question.
Yes.
I was wondering if you can give us any information. There was talk about all this solar flares and what that entails.
Please be more specific with what you are asking for here.
What exactly is the solar flares' purpose here for our towards our ascension.
The solar flares have dual purpose here. One is how your science interprets this. The other is how the light is coming to the Earth from these solar flares, and how the light is all about the ascension process. Now, you have to understand that those of the forces of darkness, your cabal, your deep state, all of this, they understand this. And this is one of the reasons why they are attempting to do what they can to block the sun, because they know that light from the sun brings higher vibrational frequency and therefore higher consciousness. And this is the thing they have feared the most, is people raising their consciousness and realizing that they are free, independent beings and no longer to be controlled. So it is a dual thing here as far as these solar flares. Think of these, though, as beneficial rather than something that can create havoc on the planet, as your science is attempting to say here what can come from these flares as they become more larger and more enormous here, potentially in the times ahead. But it brings light. It brings consciousness. Remember that. Shoshana, do you have anything
to add? We do not
think
that we can add to this explanation. We think you have given this explanation. But if there is something else that this one wishes to ask, regarding this, if this was not sufficient for this one, we can add to it. Is there anything else, dear sister?
There was talk about the creating electromagnetic pulse to shut down the grid and and having a possible changeover in governing and the financial system. Is there truth to that?
Dear sister, perhaps there is some truth, perhaps there is no truth. What we find is that those that wish to find the truth, understand exactly what is going on, are having feelings of uncertainty. So much of this that you hear, much of this that you read, much of this that is given about the events that could occur are there to awaken uncertainty in you. It is not to make you feel safe, to make you feel good, to make you feel secure. It is to make you feel uncertain, you see. So you must understand that the program that is being given here is the program of uncertainty. So you must live in the moment. You must not concern yourself with, oh, is the grid going to go out? Oh, will I have money in my pocket? Oh, will I need a different form of currency? All these things are to confuse you, to help you live chaotically and uncertainly and in uncertainty. So the only remedy for this, rather than try to give you answers on what is true and what is not true, because it is all changing in the moment. In the moment, one thing could be true. In the next moment, all the consciousness that is being given to that area could change it, you see. So we have no answers here. We just say to live in the moment, live in trust in God, live in trust in your source, live in trust in yourself. Namaste.
Very good.
Thank you.
Yes, namaste, dear sister.
And we are needing to release channel. And is there anything you have to add here, Shoshana. Oh, well, hold please. We hear from the James here. There was a question here, and this one, your email question, and this one wanted to know about manifestation and how best to bring about manifestation. We have spoken of this quite many times before, as we understand it. And we would just say, in order to manifest what you want, in this case, this one wanted to manifest a particular job that they have, or one might want to manifest a relationship, or whatever it is. We say before anything else, and the reason you are not able to manifest is because you believe that you cannot. And those of earlier times, those in Atlantean, Lemurian times, and even times after that, those of the magicians of your past, not of the present magicians, but those of the past that actually used magic, were able to manifest because they knew they could. They believed in it. And that is powerful. For, as we have said many times, believing is seeing. So if you fully believed in your ability to manifest, you could put out your hand and have anything you want manifest within that hand. An apple, a coin, whatever it might be, you could have it manifest immediately. But the belief is not there because the programming that is within you tells you that you cannot. So you must go beyond the programming. You must allow for the process of manifestation to be there. Now, there are many tools you have been given, many sayings, many things that go into manifestation, but we would say first and foremost, you have to come to that belief, however it comes. Shoshana may be able to add more specifics here if she wishes.
We agree. And the formula is rather simple. You see, you cannot say, I wish to manifest this job, and then go around telling people you are not qualified, or your resume is not up to date, or there are not things or skills that you have acquired yet to have this job, you see, because then you cancel the job. The belief that you must embody must be from your thoughts and from your speaking. All things must align there. You may have a belief, but then you turn around and cancel it because you have negative language or negative thoughts. It is all about alignment, aligning your thoughts, aligning your speaking, so that your belief can come to fruition, and also aligning your emotions, aligning your heart, feeling that you are worthy. And you might need to work on that, you see. You might need to spend 10 or 20 minutes a day sitting in a quiet place believing that you are worthy, working on that, you see. Much of what does not come into manifestation is because that individual does not believe they are worthy of it, you see. Namaste.
Very good, yes. Would there be parting message here, Shoshana?
We just gave it.
Very good. And then we simply say, as has already been given, continue. Finish what you started. It is very important that you do not give up. You continue forging on, moving on. And as you do that, being in the moment is so very important. Do not hold on to the past. Do not only look toward the future. Just be in the now and live in the now and enjoy the now. Shanti, peace be with you.
Be the one.